I stand in favor of using themes and products that have a proven track record that you say, and I agree it's scientifically provable, and continue to try to make the case to those who are skeptical that they may not know what they're eating already, because the, you know, the question of genetically modified food or hybrids has gone on for many, many years. And there is, again, a big gap between what the facts are and what the perceptions are. And what I have seen is, you know, when we talk about drought-resistant seeds, and I promoted those all over Africa, by definition, they have been engineered to be drought-resistant. I mean, that's the beauty of them. Maybe somebody can get their harvest done and not starve, and maybe have some left over to sell. And yet, I've been involved in a lot of the political debate in other countries about whether or not to accept certain kinds of seeds. And what we did in the time I was in the State Department was to begin to switch our efforts away from emergency feeding, which we had done to great extent, and it still is very necessary, but really since the 1980s, our food aid was not being used in a way that helped farmers do better for themselves. And a lot of people thought it wasn't possible because soil was deficient. There were all kinds of problems in trying to convince smallholder farmers, of whom there are so many, to work together. And we created a program called Feed the Future, which is trying to help farmers be educated enough to know that drought-resistant foods, for example, are not going to hurt them, not going to hurt their property, not going to hurt their people, their family. And this is painstaking work. This doesn't get solved overnight. You have to be working at the top with departments of agriculture and finance ministries and prime ministers and president's offices, and you have to be working from the bottom up. I don't see any shortcuts for it. And I think that if we were to try to link aid, for example, or trade to government passing laws to be more open or just eliminating by fiat their concerns, that would backfire. So it's a painstaking, almost farmer by farmer, government by government effort. But we certainly tried to change the calculation so that people understood better what we were talking about. I mean, genetically modified sounds Frankensteinish. Drought resistance sounds really something you want. So how do you create a different vocabulary to talk about what it is you're trying to help people do? And that I would urge the association and companies working in this area to really try to be more thoughtful about so that you don't raise that red flag immediately.